One announcement I wanted to make for everybody. Our Listen Live by phone number has changed to 717-528-3960. 717-528-3960. And the podcast number is still 641-793-9840. 641-793-9840. Our first guest, we got a two for one. I didn't know his wife was joined, so this is exciting. Bill Still and his wife Elizabeth or Beth are here. Bill is a, he's a former newspaper editor, publisher. He's written for a variety of things. He's the reporter and director of Money Masters, The Secret of Oz. He used to come on a lot. I don't know why we haven't had him on in a while. It's just one of those things. We're very excited to have him on and talk to both of them today. His website, BillStill.com. You can check out a variety of information. Of course, his YouTube report. He's got the Still Report. Bill Still and his wife, Elizabeth, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes. I'm happy to be here.
Yes, we're happy that you are here. We're kind of talking during the intro, the break, before we came live. I'll just start with a very open-ended question. What is the most important thing to you guys right now?
Well, the most important thing to me is, and it's been pretty depressing for the last month, is the election fraud that occurred. And you can't even mention election fraud on YouTube without being demonetized at best, if not having your channel blown away altogether. And that's just, I can't believe this is happening. In American journalism, there's never been a case like this where I've been afraid to write a story. But that's the case right now. And so a great step forward today is when with the release of Mike Lindell's, what's it called?
Absolute Proof.
Absolute Proof, which shows absolute proof of the election fraud that occurred, and in exquisite detail. And I'm actually doing a story on it right now, which I'll finish up shortly after we get off air with you all.
Well, let's talk about that more. It's called Absolute Proof. Now, I've gotten text this morning while I was on the air about this. Let me see if I can. It looks Vimeo and YouTube. This is what somebody's telling. I don't know if this is true. This is just a text I received from somebody I trust. They're telling me both Vimeo and YouTube have said it's fraudulent and they've taken it off their channels. So the name of it is Absolute Proof. Do you know where where somebody can watch this right now?
Yes. Online, you can go to MichaelJLindell.com.
That's L-I-N-D-E-L-L.
And it's also supposed to be on One America News Network. I have not actually watched it there, but I am told that it will be there. It is. I've been watching. I'm almost finished with it. So I've watched almost the entirety of it. It is astounding. It is everything that we knew and even more than what we know about the elections in 2020. And, of course, they're trying to shut it down. They wouldn't shut down something that was a lie because it would be provable to be a lie. They only shut down the truth because they're afraid of the truth. And one of the things that I found very astounding in watching this so far is the Michigan Attorney General actually threatened any attorneys and legislators. This is why, we kept getting frustrated with the Michigan legislators. Why were they not doing what they were supposed to do? She actually threatened them with criminal charges and sanctions if they even tried to breach the subject of election fraud. And yet there is overwhelming proof in all of these states, but Michigan, of election fraud. And so the attorneys, there's one attorney who has filed a case it's in court, it's being heard right now about all of this. But one of the most astounding things to me is they have the actual forensics from the computers showing the data being transmitted from the states, all states, to China and other countries and coming back. And they actually have the data of what the IP addresses, the country, da-da, and it says in there that they took out, you know, on one line it'll say 3,400 Trump votes. It'll say, it says minus 3,400 votes, and then they sent it back to the state. So they were fixing the data, the actual vote data. There's also a lot of other information of the ballots and how they treated the ballots and how they deleted all the data on 11-3.
Now, let me update the audience on this. I just put in michaeljlindell.com. It comes up as absolute proof. My browser kept, you know, buffering for a long time. I'm on Firefox. Then finally, it wouldn't show the video. It says, Firefox cannot open this page. To protect your security, it will not allow Firefox to display the page, display this page if another site has embedded it. To see the page, you need to, I mean, this is, I don't know, it says error. I don't know what this is. They're not even letting me see it here. I don't know what I have to do here.
Well, I'm watching it on Chrome. So I don't know if that's a Google, you know, I don't know if that would be different. I know that I'm in the middle of watching it. And I know that One America News Network doesn't have it online, but they're showing it on their TV station.
On air.
So
this is a big deal. This is a very big deal. How big is this? I mean, I think it's big. How big?
Well, it's,
I'll have it on BillStill.tv, or at least I'm going to put up the introduction, which is about 13 minutes long, which is more my style, hard-packed facts. There's a couple long segments of interviews with very interesting people with interesting things to say, but it's just not my style for my Still report. So I'll have that up on BillStill.tv probably about 4 p.m. Eastern. And, yeah, well, this is huge. I mean, how much impact it's going to have, who can tell? But Mike has put his money and his time and his effort into this, and Beth and I have followed this whole parade in excruciating detail, and he's right on the money. This is all stuff that we knew in little dribs and drabs, but one guy has put it all together in one place, and the impact is powerful.
Well, what they say in this documentary, and this is important, is that our president, Donald Trump, actually received 80 million votes, and Biden received 68 million. However, that is only according to the computer information. They have not even bothered. At this point, they haven't even taken out all the dead votes, the illegal votes. This is just the votes that were transferred.
The show comes to the basic conclusion that the basic algorithm put into the computers was minus 13% for Trump, and that 13% was added to Biden. So a 26% was the basic swing, and Trump broke the algorithm. That's why they had to shut it down, because 26% wasn't enough.
God.
He broke the algorithm, and that's when they stopped counting the votes, and that's when they did the dumps that you see the graphs where the blue graph is jumping through the ceiling. That's what they were doing.
I watched on live TV. Trump's vote, Trump's vote tally went down on live TV. How is that?
Which is impossible under normal counting situations.
Let me tell the audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is on a different browser, so maybe don't use Firefox. I think, like Elizabeth said, I'm not using Chrome anymore. Is this Bing? I don't even know what this is. This is a different browser, but I did get it to come up. MichaelJLindell.com, LINDELL.com. I just started playing it, and it looks like it's playing. So you can watch it. Obviously, I would encourage you. It's being censored like crazy. And Will, this is very important. This is very, very important. Please get it, watch it, copy it to your computer, do whatever you can as soon as you can about this. Go ahead, either one of you.
One of the women who testified was a Dominion employee, and she was there helping the IT support. And she said that she personally watched thousands upon thousands of votes being put into the machine. She said of all the thousands upon thousands, not one of them was for President Trump. That just does not happen. The other thing she said was that the batches are supposed to be counted in 50s. They go into the computer in the number of 50 ballots at a time. And she went to her supervisor and said, we have a problem here. We have 400 votes and it's supposed to be 50. And he said, I don't want to hear about any problem or any issues that you have. The other big thing is that the fact that the machines were connected to the internet and should never have been, and obviously, but they kept saying that it was impossible for them to be connected to the internet, even though their own manual shows you how to connect the machines to the internet.
I'm going to go off the subject just a little bit. I'll ask either one of you. Bill, you've had experience in, you know, high-level media, high-level writing. Some of these questions, like, you know, is it true or isn't it true that over 100% of voter turnout in the battleground states, is that true or not? Did Pennsylvania mail out 1.8 million ballots? Did they get back 2.5? Did that happen or not? I have not heard not one single corporate media reporter ask those questions. Just anybody with any sense would ask these questions. Have you?
No, it just kind of circulates in an internet underground at this point. They're trying to leave it that way, and anyone who dares, including me, even if I put that on my channel, it'd immediately taken off the channel, and my whole channel might go down as well. So it's a type of censorship that's absolutely never happened in my lifetime in the United States, not even close to it. We couldn't imagine this even 5 years ago.
Well, okay, somebody attorney.
Go ahead, Elizabeth. I didn't mean to cut you off. Okay. Go ahead.
The one of the attorneys testified that the Attorney General of his state actually contacted Jack Dorsey of Twitter and told him to take down this guy's Twitter account, and he did. So the government is telling Twitter to take down people's accounts, and that's just ridiculous.
Why? Tell me, help me understand this dynamic a little bit. I have my guesses, and I'm probably accurate, but I want to hear it from you. You got much more experience than me. Somebody like Tucker Carlson, or, you know, why is he in the position he's in? Why can't he ask that question? These are such simple questions on their face that anybody with, I don't care what party you are, why wouldn't Tucker Carlson ask the question, was the voter turnout over 100%? Were there 700,000 extra ballots that came back in Pennsylvania? This is such a simple freaking question. Why can't Tucker even ask that question?
I think Tucker is holding the line pretty well. Now, whether or not he's asked this particular question, I can't tell you, but I can tell you that there's just the guy who advises me on what I can put on my channel and what I can't. I mean, and he advises me, he's in my corner. He has a direct line into YouTube. And he'll call me up and say, you can't talk about voter, you can't use the word voter fraud. And so plus he'll tell me anything in the past where that has used the term voter fraud, you've got to take down or they'll take down your channel. And 2 months before that, the key word was hydroxychloroquine. You cannot use the word hydroxychloroquine. Go back and take down every single one. I took down 2,000 videos off of YouTube just to preserve my channel. And what the key word is here is that what we're trying to do is preserve your subscriber base, because they've got us by the you know what, because we never we YouTube providers don't have the emails of our subscribers. And so if they boot us off, we can't get back in touch with them, you know, go to a different venue that will allow us to display our stuff. So that's what the game that's being played right now. I think Tucker has done a remarkable job and is really sticking his neck out. And Fox is coming under intense pressure because of Tucker, Hannity, and Laura Ingraham. And but there are just those.
They're getting a lot of pressure from the listeners, too, because Chris Wallace is such a shill, and everybody knows it. I mean, on election night, I about lost my mind on election night, that Chris Wallace.
I agree, yeah. He's not, his dad was a flaming liberal, but he was at least a reasonable newsman. Chris Wallace is just a sad imitation of his father.
Why is YouTube have this? Why hydroxychloroquine? Let's just go backwards from what you said. So your advisor said don't mention hydroxy. Why do you think that is?
Well, because I think there are two basic critical points to keeping this coup from A, being discovered by the general population, and B, keeping it alive and well. And that is that the virus either got out of control or was deliberately released. It's probably, certainly, a product of the Wuhan Level 4 Virology Lab. And now whether or not it was deliberately released or not, they're now using it to control the population and basically destroy the economy of the United States. You have to look at this as though we are at war with China right now, and it's to their advantage to keep us in the dark that this actually is a war and not just like a trade disagreement or something like that. And they're going to use every tool now because why? Because they cannot beat us militarily right now. Their only chance is to take us down economically at this critical weak point where they managed to get this fraudulent election through and get Biden somehow stumble up to the podium and on the steps of the Capitol and was able to remember the entire 36-word pledge of getting into office, the oath of his office. And so now, to the vast percentage of the American media, he's the president of the United States.
What do you make of these pictures of him in the Oval Office and there's a SUV in the window behind him? What do you make of that? Have you seen those?
I haven't seen that. And, pictures and windows are pretty easy to Photoshop.
I agree. I mean, it's just, but there are some inconsistencies that make you think, huh, that's kind of odd. I was wondering if you looked at any of those. Let me tell you about experience I had today. And this is the last 2 days I've had this experience. And something like this never happened when Donald Trump was president, nor would I think it would happen. I think this is indicative of the trend and where this is going. And I want to get your reaction to this. Okay. I go to get on the elevator. There's somebody in the elevator, of course, a black mask, what have you. And I go to get on. I'm just going down, and he says, because you are not wearing a mask, will you wait outside and wait for the next elevator? And I said, no, I'm in a hurry. No, I'm in a hurry. Yesterday, a couple, both with masks, their baby in a stroller did not have a mask on. Both of them have masks. They look like robbers or something. And the door opens, and the woman turns to me and says, since you don't have a mask on, would you mind waiting, for the next elevator? And I look at her like she's got three heads growing out of her body and I'm like milliseconds away from really getting the confrontation. And the husband said, oh, no, that's okay. We'll wait. I said, okay, good. And so I got on. I never experienced anything like this when Trump was president. They, two things. One, they seem very emboldened that they can now control you, a virtue signal to you. Two, the language that they're saying, since you are not wearing a mask, since you are not worthy to live like we have, you sit here and wait. I'm very disturbed by this. Your thoughts on any of that, Elizabeth or Bill?
Well, we've just, you know, Beth and I have never worn masks. The only actual place where we wear a mask is when we go to Costco. But even then, I wear it down on my chin as soon as I get in the door. So, but, you know, the masks don't help. Talk about Fauci changing his position on this. It's changed back and forth three or four times. But the general information is masks just do not help. In fact, the latest on Trial Site News was that masks tend to exacerbate stage 4 lung cancer. So there's a downside. But, you know, these people who bought into this whole anti-Trump coup thing and the resulting masks, you know, those of us who refuse to wear masks, you know, that's kind of been getting under their skin because, you know, we're complying. We believe in the Big Brother mandate. And, you know, and now with Biden in there, now they feel like, you know, oh, now we can enforce it. We'll tell Big Brother on you.
Well, I've noticed the same thing you've noticed. I go to the grocery store on a regular basis, probably twice a week. And everybody in the grocery store is wearing a mask but me. And nobody ever has said anything to me before. Now, all of a sudden, people are saying to me, why are you not wearing a mask? And
this
there are big
crazy
signs in stores now that I didn't see before that said, you know, due to government mandate. And, you know, I walked into the store, the lady coming in with me, I said, it's government mandate. I'm not wearing a mask. She said, oh, you have to. I said, no, I don't. And I went in the store, did my shopping, and came out. You know, the employees in the stores don't want to confront people. But I have noticed that the people are being more confronted.
Yes, that exactly. That's what they're being aggressive. Stay right there, both of you. There's the music. We're talking to Bill Still and his charming wife, Beth. BillStill.com is the website. More on the other side. Wow, great video. Absolute proof. It is out. This is big. Big, 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 big. Stay tuned.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano, oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Mana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Thepowermall.com. That's a place we have coagulated, so to speak, the great products. Look, buy from the good guys. You don't even know what you're buying on Amazon. We've had different people come on. The imitations from China, different things. They'll just copy it, put the label on. It's real easy to do, and you don't know any different. You know, things like oregano, stuff like that. We get them straight from the source. When you buy from us, it supports us. It allows us to have people like Bill and Elizabeth on, a great source of information. So you know the drill. Thank you so much for your support, your purchases, your donations, your prayers, and you're welcome for what we do. And we need them all, and we need each other. The Power Mall, great specials going on, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Check us out on the web or by phone. Getting back to our great guest, BillStill.com is his website. Bill and his wife Elizabeth are on. In the first segment, we talked about the most important thing. What is the most important thing? A video just released by Mike Lindell, absolute proof. Now, you probably... It looks like, I mean, this is just me. It looks like Firefox won't play it, but it looks like some other browsers will. Mike Lindell, LINDELL.com, MichaelJLindell.com, absolute proof. Check it out, record it, put it to your computer, whatever you can, get a copy of it while you can. It's being censored, as fast as, it can get out there. It looks like hopefully we can overwhelm it and we can win this. This is very important that people understand this and it'll start to turn the tide. And people understand. There was a Bill, Elizabeth, there was a interview that Mike did on Newsmax, and he brought up the word voter fraud, and the host that was talking to him all but walked off the set. In fact, eventually did walk off the set.
He did.
What in the world did you make of that?
He read the statement from his legal team that said, we have not been able to verify, da-da-da. And he just got furious and walked off the set. And then the woman, his person
continue to ask Mike Lindell questions. I think that Newsmax actually had Mike Lindell back on the following day and allowed him to talk about his documentary. I don't know that guy. I'm not familiar with the hosts on that show, so I have no idea what was going on. But I think it's one of the things is now that the supposed person in the White House is in the White House, people are a little bit afraid to step on those toes, you know, because they'll step back.
Well, if I could say something, and that is especially Newsmax is, you know, kind of at a critical stage in its development where it's had a lot of infrastructure building costs to get up to, you know, network level TV. And so I think they're very sensitive to having a mass boycott by advertisers. That might do them in right then and there. So they're extra sensitive to that.
Well, that's just a fine line. I mean, that's a fine balance. How in the world are they gonna walk that tightrope? Because then people don't want to hear they don't want Fox News. That's why they're going to Newsmax.
Exactly right. That's exactly what I was going to say. Newsmax saw a huge increase in viewership that Fox lost. And speaking of losing, all of these stores have taken the MyPillow off their shelves. They are not selling them. And Mike Lindell's business has increased to such a degree because of patriots like us buying pillows from him that he has had to actually hire more people to do that. I just saw, speaking of, you know, social media, I just saw an article that Facebook and Twitter combined have lost something like $51 billion since they dropped our president off of the, you know, wouldn't let them on their site. These companies are shooting themselves in the foot, basically.
I don't think they care about money. Facebook, they're run by Wall Street. You know, the government's obviously in bed with Google, whatever. I don't think they care. If they need money, they'll get money. I think they're oblivious to it. They want to manipulate and control, looks like to me.
Yeah, well, they're going for broke at this point. I mean, and
yes,
like you say, maybe it's that they actually don't have any fear of going broke, but they think they can completely control the narrative and stomp us out right now. And that's why you see some really scary things like the story that is running today, that they're now putting a political test in for members of the military. So they only want good Democrats, good leftists. They don't, you know, who believe in globalism, et cetera. They don't want any
wow.
of these nationalists who they're terming white racists, you know. They don't want any of these nationalists, you know.
How dare they like the Bill of Rights? How dare they believe in the Declaration of Independence? Oh, my gosh. Got to weed those nasty people out. You said earlier it's hard to tell where this is going. Let's try to have this conversation. Let's walk this through. I think that you said going for broke. We see H.R. 127. We haven't even talked about that yet with you two. H.R. 127, the gun control bill that basically you have to have a psychological evaluation to get a gun. You need to tell the government everywhere where your guns are, where they're stored, what have you. That's being pushed. That is now, you know, it didn't take them very long. That's on the docket right now and moving forward. Are we seeing going for broke by their side? I mean, you mentioned it earlier. It's very intriguing. Is that what they're doing? They don't care. They're going full bore or what? Is there any common
right.
sense here?
Well, you know, look, you have to look at it from China's point of view. I mean, Trump definitely put a tremendous dent in their economic plan and has pushed China to the point closer to the economic brink. And so now China's pushing back. And let's say China spent $500 million trying to sway the American election. And that's, it might not have even been that much, but when you count in all the various bribes of all the various officials, it could be $500 million, it could be $1 billion. That's peanuts compared to what they would have to spend to defend their brand new made-up islands in the South China Sea, what they would have to spend to defend America's coming to the aid of Taiwan should China finally decide now is the time. We've got to jump now. This is the only window of opportunity we have. Trump might come back and slam the door. And, you know, that would be a tremendous boost to them to be able to finally get Taiwan. So doing this political operation, this disinformation operation, is very effective, economically speaking, for them.
Is America going to swallow this? I mean, I'll never get over this. This is worse than Kennedy getting shot. This is the worst thing ever. This is so obvious. It's so blatant. I am so sick to death about it, like a lot of people are. I'll never get over it. I'll never buy it. I will not call him that person president.
No.
I mean, where do you think that I don't even know what to ask you here, but you get what I'm saying here? I mean, where is
Yeah, I get, and I'm going to just speak briefly because Beth has something to say. Mm-hmm. I think we are on a knife's edge. This is yet to be determined. The fate of the American Republic is literally on a knife's edge right now. Does Mike Lindell's new video push it over? I hope so. I'm going to push it as hard as I can. But I just don't see anything else. We can't stand 4 months of Biden. I mean, the damage he's doing at record speed, and that's why they're moving so quickly, because they know that eventually America's going to wake up.
Okay, wait. Let's say I didn't keep your thought. If you want to go ahead and say it now. I'm sorry, Beth. Go ahead and say it. I'll ask my question.
No. Go ahead.
So say America does wake up to this, and I think – I don't know what the percentage of the population is – a certain percentage, you and I, you know, this video is not going to move us off our conviction. It may make us more well-informed. It may just make us more pissed off, if that's the word. It just makes us more angry. But I don't know what that percentage of population – do you have a sense – what is the percentage of population that thinks like you and I do? Do you know what that is right now?
I'd give it 75-25. I think that's probably what the vote was. But a lot of there's still a lot of people on the fence. I mean, guys that I socialize with on an everyday basis, just my best friend in this area, I asked him, was running down this voter fraud stuff, and he said he had never heard of it. He had never heard of it.
Well, I just had a couple of things to say to that. I do believe people are waking up. I think the more information gets out, the more people see, the more they're going to be. I think one of the things this voter fraud thing is people have a hard time believing that it could happen in America. But I want to make a point to that. Gavin Newsom, there is a huge recall Gavin Newsom effort. There's a huge amount of people who signed, you know, went to the trouble of signing recall Gavin Newsom, and I don't remember the number offhand, but it's a substantial amount of people in California who are calling for his recall. It calls into question, was he actually legitimately elected? And I think people are going to begin to look at their own local areas when they see this information, their own local elections, and think, was our governor really legitimately elected? Was this person? Because one of the things that happened, if you remember, is in every single place that they did a hand recount for the House of Representatives seat, the Republicans ended up winning. It ended up flipping the seat. They ended up winning the seat. They did a recount. And they're right now in the middle of a recount in New York, and they suddenly discovered at least 1,000 or so votes that hadn't been counted previously. And so right now there's a New York House seat that's getting ready to flip. But I wanted to mention something else that I have seen, because I pay attention to a lot of the evangelical news coming out of Christendom, if I can talk about that a little bit. I am seeing a huge surge in Christians who are coming out, speaking out. You know, you're saying you're not going to call him that by that title. Well, there are people in the evangelical world who are absolutely saying, absolutely not. He is illegitimate. We cannot refer to him that way. We do not, you know, and I think that there's a big swell. There's also what people don't know, millions upon millions upon millions of people all over the world have been literally and still praying and crying out to God to help us in this. And if you read scripture at all, if you know anything about scripture, I do not believe that God in heaven is going to ignore the millions upon millions upon millions of people and the effect this would have on Israel and the effect that this would have all over the world. It is my belief that when all this information comes out, it's going to be undeniable, and I don't know how that's going to look. I don't know who's going to do it, Supreme Court or what, but I believe that they're going to have to come to the conclusion that this was an illegitimate presidency.
All right, a couple major things you just brought up there. What does that look like? Okay, so say that you have friends. I have friends too. They've never heard this. I hear that, well, it's time to move on. I'm like, move on. What planet are you on? Well, move on. They just rigged the biggest vote in the history of America right in plain day. What makes you think you're going to be able to affect the midterm election anymore? What do you mean move? There is no moving on.
Right.
Will this video get that person, will it get them to the point like, whoa, wait a minute. Okay. What does that look like? So say that does happen. Are they who are they screaming at? Who are they getting resolution from? I mean, are they in the streets? I mean, what does this look like?
I have no idea, but let me tell you an interesting thing that happened, today. And that is Adam Schiff is now asking the governor of California to appoint him as the attorney general. Why would Adam Schiff,
wow,
who has had such a stellar career of professional lying on the House Intelligence Committee with so many appearances on TV, he's really a big star of the media left. Why does he all of a sudden want to abandon that and run and escape to California where he can become attorney general and maybe appoint himself some type of immunity? Does Adam Schiff actually fear something?
What
the
do
way
you
Satan
think? You
wins,
answer your own question. Why would he?
Well, I think something's going on. I think there's stuff going on that we don't know anything about, that the way Satan rules us is by creating fear and making him look bigger and inconquerable. And I think maybe some of that's going on right now. And they see their own power, their own BS malarkey is starting to crumble. And so Schiff wants to, you know, go flee to California and become attorney general rather than his
wow.
position in the House.
I did not see that.
Sense.
I do not know why I saw that. That is a big deal. That's very interesting.
Yeah, search that. Search that. It's a story that came out this morning.
You mentioned Christendom, and I've been on this soapbox screaming for I don't know how long. The difference between the United States of America and every country in the world, you know, what makes America different? Because our founding fathers believed that the endowment of our Creator was more important than anything, and that is the sole purpose of government, and that the Bill of Rights then protects that endowment. It's an inseparable link between the covenant of Israel, the covenant of the Bible, with a secular law. There's nothing like it in the world. When is Christendom going to understand that link and understand that defending the Bill of Rights is just as important as defending their moral compass?
Well, God has his own timing, and Beth is the authority to speak here, but I just wanted to get in my 30 seconds worth before she went off.
Well, I think that's true. One of the things that I believe, and I'm not the only one believing this, but one that I honestly believe is a lot of times we do not understand how God works, and you have to go back to the Old Testament particularly to look throughout all the stories like Noah and Moses and all these other stories to see what God does. And one of the things that he is doing or is allowing to happen is he wants all the corruption to be exposed. Well, how else to expose all the corruption than what we're going through right now? If, in fact, the election went the way, you know, it should have gone, we would never have seen all this corruption. We wouldn't have known about the algorithm. We wouldn't have known about China, you know, doing what they're doing. We wouldn't have known about all this. Like, Mark Zuckerberg is the one who bought the Dominion voting machines. and had them distributed from state to state. So I think that the corruption has to be exposed. People have to see the depth of corruption, the evil of corruption. And when you're talking about, you know, Christendom, I believe Christians should have a very strong sense of justice, because our God is just, a very strong sense of justice, a very strong sense of right and wrong. And I think you're going to see the tipping point, because I'm already seeing evangelical preachers coming out just flatly, you know, saying, I'm even before the election, they began to say, you know, there's no way that a Christian should vote against life. I think there's going to be a swell, a crying out, a not only from Christians, but from people who care about the rule of law, you know, who care about, and from God's perspective, in my view, he made a covenant with America. He covenanted with us and at the founding of this country, and he can't break his covenant. He is not a man that he can lie. And I do not believe that God is going to allow this to continue.
And if I could just say one other thing.
That's so powerful what you just said. Beth, that is so powerful what you just said. I couldn't agree more. The covenant of the United States, you go back to William Bradford in 1620, dedicated the land to Jehovah. Even the Declaration of Independence is the covenant, is the legal covenant with America. That's what I've been screaming on this show. America has a covenant with God, with the Creator. And even you do the research into the tribes of Israel that went into Western Europe. There's a lot of research about that. They came over here to America. They fled here. Those were Israelite people who came here and founded America. The covenant, the irrevocable covenant on Israel through lineage came to America and established here. And what did God do? God made America the head, not the tail. You shall lend and not borrow. You'll be blessed in the city. You should be blessed in the fields. In every aspect, we were blessed, and that covenant exploded in this country because we believed in liberty. We believed in the Spirit of God. We believed in justice, and that's what we were. Now, I agree with what you're saying. There are a lot of people who still feel all those things, but at the same time, we don't have that same fervor like we did in 1776.
I think we will.
I'm with you. I'm with Beth. I am with you. I am from your lips to God's ear. I mean, I am begging for people, Christians to understand and stop sending their kids to school where they're teaching them that they're 15 genders and have condom relays at races when they're 10. I mean, I'm begging. I mean, please, Christians, stand up. And take the fervor of God with you, please. Go ahead. We got about 5 minutes.
And also, Israel, modern Israel would not exist were it not for the United States. You know, Israel was, when it was reestablished, I mean, it was us. We're the ones who have kept it, protected it, been friends to Israel. God is not mocked. They will reap what they have sown.
And let me say something else, and that is that even in Revelations, it still talks about in the end times, after the end of the end times, still the nations are still in existence. There's not going to be a one world government. The nations will still be there. So have hope. And another thing that Mike Lindell said right at the very start of his documentary is that he said that, you know, actually this represents two miracles occurring, and just what Beth just said, and that's we would never know the depth. This has probably been going on for years, and that's maybe sure. Why Adam Schiff wants out, because it's going to soon come up that his election is totally fraudulent. And, you know, there are going to be a lot of people like that. That's why so many people are involved. You know, just keep quiet, go along with the flow, and we'll be sure you get reelected each time, because this thing has been in place for a while.
Well, you know, even in little old North Carolina, there was an election, just a little small election, local election, whatever, somewhere. I think it was in Greensboro, North Carolina, but they actually overturned an election when they proved voter fraud, you know, even after the fact. I people say, well, we can't do it now. Why not? Precedent is set when precedent is needed. Precedent is set. So
that's a great line. Well, even your governor, how in the world did that Governor Cooper get elected when half the state can't stand him because of all the lockdown?
Well, that's that's my point, is how many of these elections are we going to find out? And that's one of the things I think these people are scared to death of. I believe John James, who ran for Senate in Michigan, won his Senate seat. But they
why did he back down? Why didn't he fight
I don't know. I was surprised at that. But he, because he couldn't force a recount.
He couldn't force a recount. Let's say they put $5 million in a Swiss bank account if he just shuts his mouth, because you're not going to win. You know, that kind of thing.
I don't think that he's a good man. I think that he was not unable
Beth,
to force a
Beth,
recount.
Come on, Beth, you don't know if he's a good man or not. You don't know if any of these people
are
good men.
No, that's true. I don't. But he was unable to get a recount. He tried to get a recount. He was unsuccessful doing that. He set up a funding to do that. But in any case, they had to have that Senate seat.
Did. Okay, we got like 2 minutes. Is this going to make it impossible? So Biden's basically going to have to just drop. I mean, if enough people get this information, if this information becomes common knowledge, Biden's basically going to have to just resign. Or the military. I mean, do we have hope here? Go ahead. Your thoughts.
I don't know. I would never. As Beth knows, I've always, my one writing mantra has always been, I'll never leave it with a hopeless message. So there's always some kind of hope, but this is not going to be so cut and dried. I think this is going to be, drug out for a while because they are going to fight because they have to fight.
They have to. Well, that's such a good point. That's such a good point. I am, are you guys familiar with Sheriff Mack from the CSPOA.org?
I'm not. No.
Okay. CSP, a Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.org. Catherine, if you're listening, please send him a link or whatever. He has a movement where he gets constitutional, he trains sheriffs on their power on the local level, and they're the ones standing up in a lot of to mask mandates, vaccine mandates, whatever. They are the chief law enforcement or officer of a county. So it doesn't matter what the president says. It doesn't matter what Congress says. If the sheriff says this is unconstitutional, we're not enforcing it, that's it, end of story. And they're directly accountable to the people. That's a movement we need to get into Christendom. Christendom needs to get behind these local sheriffs. Forget about Washington. There's the music.
Well,
it's been an absolute pleasure. Go ahead. Last thought, Beth. Go ahead.
Thank you.
I was just going to say that's one of the disappointments that I saw with churches not standing up when they closed churches. Some of them stood up and had service. But a lot of them didn't.
They don't understand that they have to say no. I mean, this isn't polite time. This is, we have to say no.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
God bless. BillStill.com. It's been an absolute pleasure. Stay right there, both of you. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. Thank you so much. See you next week.
Righteous Son, King is Yahweh, the three-in-one King is Yahweh.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.